So he went ahead and himself.
And helped himself.
Since he had already himself.
Helped himself.
I asked him to pass them over to me.
To me.
If someone assists you in the kitchen, you say they
helped me.
Or they will
help me.
If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for that. I don't want any.
If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
warmed over.
You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
A dish made out of boiled Indian meal and some kind of liquid, and you use milk or water in it and salt. What would you call this?
Mush.
There's a kind of pudding that's made out of cornmeal and water, and you said you called it?
What was that?
It's pudding made out of cornmeal and water. I think you said earlier you called it
I don't know what
I thought you said you called it corn mush.
Well, you take cornmeal and salt and water. Yes, they call it corn mush or just mush.
What do you call peas, beets, and things like that? What's the general term you call them?
Vegetables.
And they're homegrown things and they're grown in a garden. What are some of the vegetables you might have in this area?
Oh, goodness. We have tomatoes, beans, corn, squash, cabbage. Oh, any number of things. Cucumbers, butter peas, crowder peas.
Would you call the vegetables you grow at home and the ones you buy in the store something different?
Yes, the ones at home are so much better.
But, I mean, do you call them something different?
No, they'd be called by the same name.
What's a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables?
A garden.
And what is the particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs? And it's made out of ground corn and boiled. What do you call that? We used to eat it a lot and put butter on it or cheese, sometimes even ketchup. We ate it in the morning and at night.
Grits?
It's typically southern and people usually like to eat it with eggs and
bacon or sausage, yeah.
Would you say what that's called again?
Grits.
What is the starch made from the inside of a grain raised either in Louisiana, Arkansas, or Texas? And it's a food the Chinese and Japanese people eat a lot.
Rice.
What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages up here in the mountains?
Whiskey.
Is there anything else that it's called? It's not very good quality and it's made in unsanitary conditions. What do they call it up here in the mountains?
Moonshine liquor.
Do you know any evidences of that in this area? Have you ever heard of people making moonshine and running it or selling it?
I've known of them catching the stills up in the mountains with the revenue people.
Are there very many in this area?
Oh, they're catching them all the time, way back in the mountains.
Do you know what moonshine is made from?
It's made from